You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Catalina After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Catalina After Show.
Woo!
Yay! Woo!
Yes! Hello,
yes,
AfterBuzz TV fans. Thanks for tuning in. Bing is for doing, and today we are doing another episode of The Catalina Ghosts and Gossip, Season 1, Episode 6.
Finale!
It's the season finale!
Already.
I mean, 6 weeks? That flew by,
it did,
right?
It did.
I have to say, I'm a little sad that we're not going to be congregating here every
I
Tuesday.
I know,
but
thinking about missing you guys.
We will definitely have to get back on another show together. So let's hop right into it. This episode, I don't even know where to begin. It begins with two paranormal investigators. They come to the Catalina. They want to stay there and they want to investigate the hotel. They kind of convince Vicky and Karina to do it. First off, I have to ask you guys, because my first reaction to this was just like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What?
I mean, I don't know if it was real or not. What do you guys think?
I smell a little of the
You think that flashlight was going on and off by somebody else? I don't know. I'm sort of believing it.
I mean, first of all, I don't think that people at the front desk would be blindsided if these paranormal activity people came and be like, we want to look at your hotel. I think a manager would have explained to them, hey, we have these people coming in. I just don't think that.
I think it's sort of cool.
It's pretty staged.
I'm into it. I've never done that before, and I would like to do it.
I've never done that before, and I feel like I'm kind of like iffy about the whole thing in general. But it was just kind of weird how it all came about. Like, these ladies came in, and all of a sudden, Vicky and Karina get a phone call at the front desk
that,
you know, one of the rooms has some weird activity going on, and they need to come check it out. Which, first off, if that were the case, like, why weren't Nathan or Stephanie or, you know, the higher up management called or something like that. But so they bring in Karina and Vicky. You could tell Karina's just like kind of
freaking
not
out.
Feeling it. Like, she's just like, I'm out. Like, count me out. And Vicky was like forcing her to do it. The daughter, the paranormal investigator's daughter, was kind of interesting to me because she didn't seem to be taking it so seriously. If this is like her job.
Yeah, she swooped in and with David and Chris and went to the basement.
She kind of, it seems like she kind of wanted a little airtime to me. Like, she was like, definitely had done her makeup and her hair. I'm like, whoa, girl.
Hey, girl.
So Karina and Vicky, they recruit Nancy, David, and Chris with a K. And I mean, it was like intense. They break off into two groups. The guys are just like completely joking around, wearing masks and stuff, but the girls are like
freaking out, really
into it. They're asking questions, and the flashlight is like flashing for yes or no, and Karina's crying. I mean, I wonder if she's just like maybe was legit scared, you know, because I mean that stuff is kind of scary. But
I mean, think about it. If you're in a hotel room, all the lights are off, and this flashlight, you're asking it questions, and it starts flashing. That would be freaky, right?
Yeah.
It's like a Ouija board to me, though. I just don't think it's real. I mean, I'm sure things like that could happen, and I've seen it in my past as a kid. But I think that this thing was staged on the Catalina, the whole bit of them coming to the hotel and scaring and leaving that note at the end. I don't buy it.
Yeah, well, it was kind of weird how it was just the flashlight thing, you know? It's like, every question was like, are you a woman? light Click. Flash.
Like, you knew it was going to flash.
Did you get murdered? Light flash.
Right.
Like, okay, can we get another, like, some other sign?
Like, knock a lamp over or something.
Maybe, like, they'll hear a noise. I don't know. It was just, like, that was just a weird setup.
And then the two boys, when they got freaked out, they didn't even bother to take off their dragon costume or whatever they were wearing.
I thought that
was running
funny,
off
though.
In the street.
They ran out in the street in these costumes. Like, honestly, if that were me and I really had an inclination that there was, like, a ghost or a spirit, I would have ripped it off. I'd, like, I need to see where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turn on the lights or whatever. I would have been screaming. Yeah. And they're just, like, trotting down the street in these costumes that are probably blocking their vision somehow. I don't know. It was really funny to me.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
But, I mean, I guess it makes light of the situation. And what else were they going to show?
We have a caller right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Stephanie.
Oh, my God. I'm calling from another phone. And so, and I'm jumping in a cab. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for calling in. I know it's the happy 3rd of July, and you're probably getting ready to do some fun festivities.
Yeah. Is the Catalina having a big 4th?
Yes, a little bit. We're kind of partying over here at the Catalina because we did have our season finale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us.
So we're kind of just having a good time a little bit. So I'm sorry if you guys can't hear me.
Oh, that's okay.
We can totally hear you.
What were your thoughts of the season finale episode after watching it today?
Actually, it was kind of bittersweet, and we're all a little sad, but our fingers are crossed and hoping that we'll come back. So you guys can. Still fall in love with us a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm so glad you called right now because this is like the perfect timing. Tell us about this kiss.
Yes.
Yes.
You went
out.
You went in to hug Chris.
It was like a soap opera kiss. No, I'm kidding.
It really wasn't.
What was going through your head when that happened? I mean, you were so caught off guard, but you didn't say anything to him at the time.
Because you know what? It was kind of like one of those things that was like, oh, you know, you're having such a great time and you're talking, and then all of a sudden it comes in. You know, you're just like, what just happened? And you're just kind of like, well, you know, it was kind of, it was an awkward thing. And it was kind of like, I don't want to say brotherly, sisterly love because that kind of sounds weird. But I don't even know. It's just like, let's just pretend it just didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you watch the episode today, we all noticed that what started out as like a little awkward peck turned into making out.
Yeah, that
and
was weird.
Like all these more exaggerated stories, mm-hmm. each person that it got to. How did you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's like the chain game. It's like you say one thing. I think she was wearing a black skirt. No, she was wearing a black mini. Oh, no, forget it. She was wearing a black mini and no underwear. So, I mean, the way that, you know, it's just kind of like, yeah, and they're young kids, so it's like the more drama that they have and the more scoop and validity that they have, like, in her gossip, I think, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's a chain game, and then a chain game, whatever.
Did you regulate? Did you tell them, we did not make out, it was like a measly peck? Chris probably exaggerated.
I think it hurt my lip.
Did he bite you?
I was like, wait a minute, I think I'm bleeding. Like, it was kind of like, you know, we all remember our first kiss, right?
Yeah.
And we all remember that awkward moment of like, it's like a hopscotch. I want to do it. Should I do it? Let me do it. I'm going to just do it. And I was like in mid-sentence and we just went in for it. And it was kind of like.
He went in for the sneak attack.
Yeah, the sneak attack. Like, I'm a little bit older, you know, I look at it kind of like it's very endearing, but I'm very flattered that he wanted to kiss me. But at the end of the day, like, he's just not really a man. And he's my employee. He's my employee.
Well, you must be a really chill manager.
I'm not Mrs. Robinson. You know, I'm not Mrs. Robinson. For all you people out there that are my age.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, as his manager, that would normally be, like, kind of not okay in the workplace.
Right.
I mean, did you reprimand him at all, or were you kind of, like,
Well, I mean, a lot of the stuff that, you know, towards the end, which they didn't really show, is that, you know, obviously, you know, Nathan heard through the grapevine, and, you know, Nathan wasn't very happy about it, but the parts that they didn't show was, you know, it kind of saying, like, you know, why would you do that with an employee or somebody that, you know, whatever works for you, and we were very argumentative, and it was kind of like, come on, but he sees the moment, and, you know, he's a cute guy and thinks that, you know, his weight, he can throw around his cuteness and do it. So there was a lot of stuff that wasn't shown of how I wasn't really happy with what he did. And I felt like he kind of took something away, from me just as a superior figure. Mm-hmm.
So is that frustrating? You know, we've talked to a lot of the other Catalina employees over the few weeks, and we've always asked them if there's anything, you know, that hasn't been shown or the story's kind of been edited to come off a different way. So you're saying that there's a lot of things that we didn't see from tonight's episode in that specific incident, because it kind of looked like the way that they showed it, and I know that this isn't the case, but it looked like, you know, you were like having fun with it and you were totally cool with it, and it was just like all fun and games, you know. So is that kind of frustrating to see the episode the way that it turned out, to make it seem that way, as if you just didn't reprimand him or say anything otherwise and just were totally fine with him just laying it on you?
The thing is that there was also things that weren't shown in the episode, like when Morgan and I had our battle at the polo, and we had our, you know, our sit down and our talk, saying how we can't discuss and talk that way in front of our employees, because if we don't do that, you know, then people have no respect and they lose that respect. Mm-hmm. So, yes, with Chris, it was kind of like, I mean, come on, you know, like, but that, yes, it happens, and there are things like that do happen in the workplace. I mean, it's like an HR nightmare.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to kind of like shut it down and say, okay, listen, I don't know what you're doing, what you're drinking, what you're thinking, but you need to have, you have to kind of respect this. And you know, we are a fun loving, you know, family in an environment, but that doesn't necessarily mean take it to the next step and break those barriers, because those barriers still need to be held.
That was a pretty ballsy move of Chris right after you had like your talk with him about being two strikes out.
And Chris thinks he can just do whatever he wants because he's my all-star. You know, because at the end of the day, it's kind of like, you know, I put him on a pedestal and he knows that I have like a little favoritism, you know, in my heart for him. But, you know, taking it a step further, like, come on, shut it down. Like, really?
So why do you have favoritism towards him? Because it seems like the other girls are kind of grossed out by him.
Yeah, you know. And I mean, wait, I'm sorry, hold on. I mean, Chris is, you know, like I said, like he uses his cuteness and his skills to kind of like think that he can get his little hand above, you know, other things. And unfortunately, it's, you know, you have to draw the line somewhere. So
I know you guys are kind of rallying for season two, and we've seen a lot of the stuff that you guys have been talking about over Twitter and everything. And, you know, we're hoping for you guys too. What kind of things do you think we could expect to see if there were to be a season two? Would it still just be kind of like partying every day, or would there be a little more of a storyline?
I wish that they would really show like the aspect of the hotel and really what we go through and like the daily grind. And yes, Miami is a fun place and we all like to have a good time, and people come here to unwind and, you know, drink margaritas and get, you know, their skin soaked in sun. But, you know, I wish that they would just kind of really show the back end of what it really is. It might not be sexy and savvy and, you know, chic, but, you know, we really, you know, we work really hard. So I hope that they would show more of that dynamic of really at the end of the day of what really goes on with the hotel.
Yeah. Have you guys seen an increase in business since the show has aired?
Yeah, actually, a lot of people come in, they want to look for Morgan. I actually got fan mail from jail, and but you know, I mean, and plus, I mean, business, I mean, people come there because we are situated it really in a great place in Miami, and so once the show aired, a lot of people come down, they think they're going to be on camera. You know, they want to have a great time. They want to party with the staff. So we actually are pretty happy but.
And just a little bit of a spoiler alert, because we haven't even gotten to this topic yet, but give us the scoop about Morgan. Did she stay? Did she leave?
I can't really discuss that right now. So, I mean, you're Morgan.
Come on. You gotta leave.
I mean, she's just like, you know, she's her own special entity, so I'd rather leave that for her and Nathan and other people to discuss to see what's actually really going to happen with her.
We're trying to get the exclusive here, Stephanie.
Share the
details. You're not getting the exclusive. I'm not giving it to you. Because then if I give it to you, then there'll be no second season. But, you know, we all love each other. None of us want anybody to leave. You know, we only have the utmost respect for each other, and whatever anybody chooses, we support.
When will we know about a season two?
I don't know. I mean, we've talked to some people, and they don't really know, so we're just kind of going to keep our fingers crossed you know, say our prayers at night. So if the network hasn't announced it, and that's usually sometimes how people find out, and they haven't announced it yet, so we're just hoping that the ratings are good tonight, and people keep tweeting and Facebooking and stuff like that to keep us afloat.
Well, that's awesome. We are definitely rooting for you guys, and we're going to let you get back to your celebration.
And we got
to
ask you about...
I know. I feel so bad that out of all the ones that you called tonight, it's because everybody's like dragging me everywhere, and taxi cab drivers are screaming, and people want to take photographs over here, and I'm such a big fan of your show, and would love to tell you everything, but you know how it is when the season finale is.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Hang on. So, where's Duarte?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Actually, he was at the place next door. My friend's like, hey, listen, guess who I just ran into? They're like, you have to come over here. I was like, really, shut it down. Like, I'm not going over there right now. Like, no, he's here. I was like, but I'm having so much fun over here. Like, why should I leave to go there? So,
you guys didn't rekindle again?
You
didn't rekindle the flame again?
Hey, you take the L out of lover and it's over, baby.
Tell it to us straight.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Stephanie. Really appreciate you.
Hopefully. And if I ever come down to Miami, I'm staying at the Catalina.
Yeah. We're all hoping for vouchers.
Take you guys out. For sure.
Hopefully there's a season two so we can talk to you again.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I just wanted to remind our listeners before we go on to our next topic. If there's anything that you guys want to buy whatsoever, go to our website and use Amazon.com. And it really helps us out. Anything whatsoever. If you want to go shopping, if you want to buy some new summer bikinis.
If you want to buy season one of the Catalina.
Exactly. Or season three of Grey's Anatomy, which you're going to need soon. Mm-hmm. So anything at all, don't go directly to Amazon. Go to our website first. There's a very visible little link, and it really helps us out. It helps us to support our studio and stay on the air and bring all of the juicy exclusive details to you guys. So I know we kind of talked about the whole Stephanie kiss already with Stephanie, but I wanted to talk about it with just you guys. I mean, we kind of touched on this, but my big thing was just, that's his boss. Like, I can't believe it.
Deer in the headlights.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I would die if anything like that even happened to my boss. Like, my boss called me into her office earlier this week, and I was freaking out, and she just wanted to tell me something stupid. And I was like, oh!
But, am I fired?
Yeah, I was like, what did I do wrong? Like, what did you guys think of that whole thing?
Oh my gosh. I mean, that was really ballsy of him to do that. Yeah. I mean, that's all I have to say, is that was ballsy.
He seems like the kind of guy that literally thinks with his balls and just kind of probably goes blank, and that's probably what happened. What I don't understand is how he didn't really... Well, I guess she's saying that he did get reprimanded for it, but you totally don't see that on the show. And it's going around, spreading around, and it becomes like make out, and then Nathan's like, oh, she...
Yeah.
Bleep, whatever.
I mean, my thing is that if what she's telling us is true, that, you know, there really was a whole reprimanding session and you know, they put him in his place and whatnot, I don't understand why the producers of the show would think that that is something that should be taken out.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they were more focused on that Cinco de Mayo party.
Yeah.
What Cinco de Mayo to party?
I don't know. It's just like, that's not something that people normally do in your regular life. You don't just, you know, turn around. Like, and it kind of started off weird because it was kind of based off of last week when he got in trouble. Mm-hmm. And so he was trying to like save face and get back on her good side by staying later and cleaning up, and then all of a sudden, like for whatever reason, he just thought that this would be the icing on the cake to try to kiss her.
That was so funny. I mean, here, and so awkward.
Here's the thing, it's like last week set this week up with him kissing her to make it kind of like a really interesting moment in the Catalina, but they didn't really go with that enough, I think. Like, they should have, like, showed, like, what more of what he was thinking, especially more of her reaction. We got nothing from her except towards the end when she was like, what?
Yeah.
Can't believe you're asking me this, Nancy. You know, like, I wanted more of a reaction.
Well, the funny thing is because she was kind of like, afterwards, when they were at the Cinco de Mayo party mm-hmm. that lasted for 5 minutes, she had told him, you know, she's like, I feel like Chris is being kind of awkward, you know, mm-hmm. whereas you would think like she should feel awkward. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you approach him? Or, you know, that's
she's just probably really chill and really forgiving. She seemed like a really sweet lady, you know.
I want to know what it is about Chris that makes her put him on a pedestal.
And maybe he's a good worker.
He's probably been
that.
Working there for the longest. Yeah. Maybe. Or they've been together for the longest, maybe.
Maybe he like brings the most clients and like really steps up his game and gets good tips. We don't know.
I could see how his personality could kind of like draw people in, especially when it comes to customers and getting people kind of riled up, especially if they're trying to be that party hotel mm-hmm. and have that kind of reputation. We've definitely seen some of his people skills, I guess.
I mean, his back rubbing.
He's a lady
skills.
Killer. Apparently, to this day, it's apparent for me that Nancy really has a thing for him.
Yeah. And we talked about that last week, Corey, because Nancy kind of does this thing where she acts like she's so over him mm-hmm. and she can't handle him and she hates him.
And but then she gets completely pissed off when he does when he something with another girl.
Every single time.
So last week he was with a girl and she was like, I'm so much prettier than you. And if I was slutty as you are, then I would wear a bikini like that too and I would look better. And it's like, that doesn't make it seem like you're over this guy.
Exactly.
So I don't know. The Stephanie and Chris situation was just a little weird for me. And I kind of wish that we would have seen a little more of the background mm-hmm. on that.
Exactly.
Because I think that could have added a little more to the storyline, which
flavor.
Is exactly what we're looking mm-hmm. for. And I just wanted to quickly remind our listeners to please give us some ratings on iTunes.
Yeah, please do.
I always keep up with the ratings and the comments on iTunes, and I haven't seen anything lately. So I definitely am begging you guys to please let us know what you think. Like, do you love the show? Do you mm-hmm. hate the show? Do you like our commentary? Do you hate our commentary? What do you think is different? What do you agree on? What do you disagree
on? What do you want to hear more about?
Anything. Like, mm-hmm. what do you think about the possibility of a season 2 for this show? Please let us know. There's also a really cool new podcast app on Apple, and you can download it on your phone, your Droid, your iPhone, whatnot, and it makes it a lot easier to reach our podcast and to rate us. So check it out.
And I'm going to check it out.
Yes. 5 stars, please. Thanks. So we got to see a little more of the softer side of Morgan. I don't know if I should say softer side.
Softer is not the right word.
Yeah.
Maybe more like
vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding.
I'm so bad with vocab. Words. So Morgan is just feeling overworked and overstressed.
Underappreciated.
Basically, Nathan comes up to her at the last minute on May 3rd to let her know that they need to throw a party for Cinco de Mayo on May 5th, which I don't know if you guys remember was actually on a Saturday this year.
Yeah.
And Morgan basically just freaks out. Which, side note, I find it completely hard to believe that she wasn't expecting to throw a party in the first place, because
exactly.
I don't know of any hotel or restaurant that, let alone wouldn't celebrate Cinco de Mayo, but wouldn't celebrate any holiday. Like, most hotels and bars and restaurants, especially bars.
Well, maybe she didn't know that she was going to be the one to like have to plan the whole thing.
I mean,
but that's
her
job.
She's a restaurant manager. That's her job. Like, it's a given that you have a restaurant or a hotel that have guests coming in for vacation during a party weekend. to have
but
a
she could have maybe thought that the other employees were going to do it or
yeah.
I mean
that's
but
just
if there's no word from it about anybody yeah. then like how would you know
I mean I guess both I could see her frustration I do think that she should have been prepared for something like that but on the other hand being that Cinco de Mayo was falling on a Saturday this year. I mean, hell, I knew that Cinco de Mayo was going to be on a Saturday in January. I was like, oh, yeah. Hell yes. I'm going to Scottsdale, Arizona uh-huh. that weekend. I made plans like 4 months in advance. So that's something that the hotel, like Nathan alone, should have prepared for and made everyone aware, like, this is going to be a big weekend for mm-hmm. us and definitely not, you know, 2 days before.
I mean, you got to question how disorganized this hotel is.
Yeah, like, how are they running it? And obviously, you know, for TV, they need those kind of right. things mm-hmm. to
it's an ongoing theme with this show though every time they have a big party that Morgan has to prepare
yeah they just throw it all together
like a couple days and yeah they throw it all yeah. together and it's you know they it's as good as it can possibly be considering how short the notice is
and as AL says they always pull it out so
yeah
so yeah Morgan is feeling
and that's what he said
she's like I don't speak very good English but I'm pretty sure it's pull it off That made me LOL. So Morgan is feeling overworked, overstressed, underappreciated, and she's kind of like getting to the point where she's questioning, you know, why she's there, her career path there, if that's what she really wants to do. And I don't know, it's really something that's, you know, heavy weight on her.
I feel sorry for her. Like, she has no friends here, no family. All she has are the hotel that mm-hmm. she works at and the people she works with.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like Eyal is really the only person that she's close to mm-hmm. because even in tonight's episode, I think I said it out loud, but I mean, all those girls are clearly all close. Great friends and she's never not. With them.
Well, there's sort of an age difference too.
I've noticed that too. So,
well, how old is Morgan? Do we know?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Well, all the girls are probably like early 20s and then yeah. she's probably like 27, 28.
Yeah. The other girls seem like really young, like Nancy looks
especially
like she's 21.
Nancy, yeah.
Yeah. So I could see Morgan being, you know, yeah, like 28 or something, maybe even like closer to 30. I don't know.
I mean, to some degree, everyone does things to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Morgan, it's just like you got to meet halfway. She needs to push a little to make friends. She's very mm-hmm. close. She's very rough around the edges. She doesn't want to talk. She's more strict. People make jokes with her. And most of the time she cackles back with like a kind of like a witchy comment,
yeah.
you know? So it's like, if you relax a little bit, maybe they'll relax a little. Maybe you'll feel happier.
Yeah. And it's weird to me that, I mean, she made a joke tonight about when Nathan threw the party and she was smiling and she was like, don't tell anyone, when she was getting emotional. Mm-hmm. And she's yeah. like, I don't want to ruin my reputation.
Right.
So I don't know if that's something that she strives for, to be that person.
Exactly.
Because everyone is constantly saying like, oh, Morgan actually smiled today. Or and I don't know, that after a while, I feel like that would get depressing if that's what everyone thinks mm-hmm. of you, that you're just this bitter woman who never smiles. And even last week when we were talking to Vicky, we asked Vicky, we're like, how is Morgan in real life? Is she really that mean? And Vicky was just like, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
She's like, I mean, once you get to know her, like, she's really great, but she is kind of mean too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if she could say that in all seriousness, I don't know. But on the other hand, I do feel bad for Morgan because I feel like everyone needs to have that person,
yes.
their go-to that they could confide in and tell everything to. And I know that Morgan has Eyal, but Eyal doesn't really seem to take Morgan's issues as seriously mm-hmm. as she does. So on a night like tonight where she really just needed someone to listen to mm-hmm. her, and Eyal is talking about
really
having her babies and, mm-hmm. you know, he's kind of, I know,
well,
he's trying to cheer her up, but it's just not. I mean, he needs to just let her.
She just needs, like, a friend or somebody to talk to.
He was, like, they were in the middle of being filmed. I don't think it was, like, the situation where AL wanted to go deep into deep conversation. And I think that he wanted just to cheer her up so
yeah.
she can be happier on camera.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the sincerity of this issue? Do you think it's really something that Morgan has been stressed out about, or do you think it was kind of played up?
I mean, in every episode we've seen, she's been borderline freaking out on everybody. She's saying she's the only one that works hard, mm-hmm. the only one that gets things done. And, I mean, we've said it, that in reality she probably is one of the one that gets all the work done and everybody else is always playing. So I do feel sorry for her in that manner.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, what if maybe before the show started, all of them were more serious and worked hard, and she's the only one that didn't put on a show for the cameras or something.
Or maybe she is putting on like an extra kick, toning it up a notch. Who knows?
I mean, they need those characters. Every reality show does. So I don't know. I wonder if that's something that she's okay with. You know, the reputation that she's gained from the viewers, because she does come off as kind of bitchy. And
but she's doing it to herself to some extent. Mm-hmm. I mean, even like the, I don't, what are those called? Like the camera when they're in their confessionals, mm-hmm. the way she talks to the camera is like, well, how else are we supposed to perceive you?
Yeah. And I mean, I find it hard. One thing that I kind of thought of while I was watching it is if that's something that Morgan is really struggling with. I mean, mm-hmm. I've definitely had moments in my life where I've questioned, like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, what am mm-hmm. I pursuing? Blah, blah, blah. And you have your down points, you know. But for, you know, when I've had those moments, a party with some champagne isn't going to make me totally flip the switch, mm-hmm. you know? It's not going to be like, okay, like, I'm better.
So, I mean, that would do it for me. Come on, girl.
Yeah. I mean, as long as I'm get happy some now. Sushi.
Yeah, right? Mm.
So that was funny, but I mean, it'll be interesting if there is a season two, which we will get into after a commercial break. It would be interesting to see what she decides. I mean, I guess that's the cliffhanger that everyone's hanging on to, because that's all they got. So anyway, let's cut to a commercial and then we will be right back.
Be right back.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Woolly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man. No, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. No, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Hoo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Woolly Bear sent you.
To be honest. Okay, we're back. So with this being the season finale, you know, everyone, like we said earlier, is the cast is all rallying for this season mm-hmm. two. We're all following them on Twitter, and they're like definitely all about the hashtag
Catalina season two.
They're trying to get, you know, their followers involved. Yeah. They're taking pictures, posting pictures, like they're really into it, which is understandable.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But, you know, as the viewer, what do you guys think about the possibility of a season two? Like, is it likely to happen? Do you see it happening? Is it something that you would watch or look forward to? And if so, like, what would you hope to see?
I have a question. So would it be next summer? Or would it be, like...
I feel like it would have to be
summer, right?
I feel like it would have to be sooner, because by next summer, like, everyone would forget about it.
That's what I'm thinking, too. I don't know how all that works, though. But, I mean, I'd obviously like to see them back, throw a few more characters in there and a little more storyline, mm-hmm. and they could have a good show.
Yeah.
Or it is a good show.
I mean, I think the CW doesn't have, like, a huge full lineup anyway, so even if they were to have a season two, I think it would be easy to squeeze it in there somewhere.
Well, the season finale didn't even feel like a season finale.
Yeah.
It just felt like another episode.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely have more waiting to happen.
Well, I honestly feel like last week's episode should have been the season finale, because that was the episode, the only episode out of all these 6 weeks that had some depth to it and had storylines. Like, we were in awe. I was like, wow. It was like interesting to watch, because everyone was having some kind of issue or altercation or something with each other, and that's what people want to see. So I feel like in order for a season two to work, we have to see all of that stuff that we're not seeing, that everyone's saying that they took out the stuff that Stephanie was talking about tonight. Even David told us that, you know, there's some stuff that we didn't see. Karina told us there was some stuff between them two that we didn't see.
These are things that viewers probably would tune in more if, you know, it was on TV.
Yeah.
And I know the show is about the hotel, but they should, I guess, be following more of their lives outside. Yeah. I don't know what would make it, like, better and more intriguing, but maybe that.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, I know. No paranormal activity. I could do without that. I mean, here's the thing. Let's be real.
Cool. It's different. Yeah, you don't see that.
I still could have done without it.
Me too.
Well, would you rather have more of the Cinco de Mayo party being shown?
No, I would rather see more of their real life.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
I'm sure one of those girls has to have a boyfriend that they're not telling us about, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, do they have friends that want to visit the hotel? I mean, this is South Beach.
Yeah.
Like, people, your friends are going to be partying all the time. Why wouldn't you be like, dude, we're having a Cinco de Mayo party tonight or today. Come
bring
your friends, get here early because we're going to like blow this out.
Yeah, I wonder how that was with like the whole filming aspect of it, because I'm sure everybody had to sign something. And I don't know if that party was like the real guests.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We could touch on that real quick. We saw this Cinco de Mayo party, which, you know, they went out and they were handing out flyers to people on the beach. Which, by the way, why would you hand out a flyer to a 65-year-old man on the beach and then be upset that he doesn't want your flyer? So that party, I mean, it just looked, it seemed like it was a very small, confined area. Maybe you could fit 15, 20 people. And they kind of were just making these really quick, fast cuts to make it seem like there were a ton
like
of people
there. A raging party.
Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of stuff is just really deceiving. And I feel like girls like us who live out here in LA and kind of know how things work, it's just like you catch it right away, you know?
Right away,
and that kind of stuff just makes me a little less interested, because I'd rather see a blowout party.
Me too.
You know, I know that there's a lot of them in Miami, I'm
sure.
You know, if this were, you know, we were talking earlier about even the real world, like they show legit parties on there.
Oh yeah.
Or if it, you know, if it were a day party in Vegas or something, there would be swarms of people. And I was even mentioning like the pool usually is just packed. Like, sometimes I'm afraid to get in pools because they're just so gross.
Well, it ain't a party touching someone else at the same time.
Yeah, so I just want to see a little more, you know, what goes into this, to planning a big party like this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Morgan's stressed out, but what is it that makes her stressed?
Yeah.
Rather than trying on costumes.
Just more of the backstory is what we need.
I guarantee you have more backstory, more people will want to come to this hotel.
Yeah.
Because they'll be intrigued by the characters and all that comes with it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm rooting for them because obviously it's a great deal to have a show and be able to kind of get that exposure. And everyone wants a reality show, you know?
They are lovable. Like, once you start following them on Twitter and everything, you're like, oh my God, these people are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about you guys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The dilemmas you go through. What about Nancy and Chris? Nancy's clearly has some underlying issues with Chris.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, and you know, that's just, that would draw so many people in. Like,
yes.
If they had covered more of that, I guarantee there wouldn't be as much of an insecurity as to whether or not there's going to be another season. Because, you know, they would immediately have that feedback and they would hear from their fans, and, you know, more people would be rallying for it with them instead of kind of just them.
I'm curious even to the fact that, like, does A.L. really want Morgan to have his kids? You know, I know he was kind of kidding,
like,
but...
what relationship do they have? I don't know.
You know, anything.
I mean, at the end of the day, the cast, like you said, they are very lovable.
Are.
Shout out to all of you guys. Like,
yay.
It's been so great having them on, like, every week. Like, we've had one of them on, and
they've been awesome. They've
so
been
much
great.
Fun to talk to. They've been so real with us. They've answered all of our questions, and it's super cool, you know, to be able to...
We need to see more of them.
Yeah, exactly. So... good luck to you guys.
Yeah. Good luck. Maybe we'll come visit.
I guess we can't do predictions because there's no
The prediction
more.
Is have a season two.
Yeah, exactly. So happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July and be safe out there.
Yeah, everyone have a good time. Catalina season 2, fingers crossed. Either way, you will be seeing more of the three of
yes,
us.
Yes, ma'am. And you can find me on Twitter at Carmela Mondello.
And my Twitter is KAORIOUS.
And I am at Jessica King. Again, iTunes. Leave us comments. Leave us ratings. Let us know what you want, what you like, what you want to see more of.
Maybe more of Jessica, Carmela, and Corey. That'd be great.
America! Okay.
All right.
Be safe. Have fun.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
You were for Enid? Like, on it.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.